Okay, good. So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Starting to settle in. Roll the shoulders back and down. And now take a super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. And then once again, take a super deep breath in. Retain the breath below the navel. And now exhale. And one more time, super deep breath in. And exhale. Okay. Now, imagine that you're a child between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. Imagine that you're in a totally safe place. And now go ahead and develop this safe place. Really make this vivid. Notice what this safe place looks like. Also, notice how being in the safe place really that you feel being in the safe place, and that the visuals of the safe place have a resonance in the body. Now also notice what your safe place smells like. Maybe it smells like grass. Maybe it smells like rain. But go ahead and notice that. Notice the sounds in your safe place. And also notice how the sounds have a resonance. And this resonance helps you settle and feel even more safe, even more relaxed. Really notice that now and feel it in the body. That's right, really feeling into that now. And now also notice how you have agency. Notice how you can change your safe place. Notice how you can increase certain qualities of your safe place or decrease certain qualities. That you're the boss of your safe place. Okay, good. Good. Now make a deep impression of this safe place. Now, imagine perfect nurturers. You can imagine one, two, three, or however many as you want. Probably start with one or two. And these perfect nurturers are parent-like. And they're going, and they are not based on your actual parents, rather probably based on maybe a god or a goddess, an angel or a movie star, or maybe someone that you know, but that seems like really perfect. Okay, good. So go ahead and imagine these perfect nurturers. And now they approach you slowly and calmly. And now the first thing that you notice, and this is really, really clear, they are interested in you. But interested in you in a way that is totally trustworthy, totally sweet. And now there they are, they're close to you now. And you can see this quality of sweetness and goodness in them. And you can tell that they're just happy to be with you. You are a delight. And now, shape and reshape the scene in such a way that you feel totally safe and protected with these perfect nurturers. Go ahead and develop that scene now. Notice how you are totally safe, totally secure with these perfect nurturers. And now shape and reshape the scene in such a way that this is clear to you. Do that now. That's right. And now notice how being safe and secure, being protected, has a resonance, has an effect on the body. Like, feel it in the body right now. That's right. Really feeling into that now. Okay, good. And now, notice how these perfect nurturers really take an interest in you. And there's this quality of sweetness. They really like being with you. But they also want to know what's going on with you. So they kind of lean the head, they lean in, tilt the head, and very sweetly say to you, "Oh, what's happening? What are you up to? Looks like maybe you're sad, looks like you're happy, whatever it is." And they're reasonably accurate about their guess as to what's going on with you. And now notice what it's like to be attuned with in this way, to be seen and known in this way. How you're doing, what's going on in your life, all of that is very important to the perfect nurturers. And now see how they take an interest, and now feel what it's like in the body and in the mind to have them be interested in you this way. Really feel that now. That's right. Continuing to develop the scene. And now actually feel into what it's like to have the perfect nurturers be interested in you. Also, see how for them, what you experience, how how things are going for you, all of that is really important. They really care. It matters. That's right. And now, have the perfect nurturers also give you physical affection in a way that feels good, that is supportive. Maybe they just hold your hand. Maybe they have their arms kind of slung over your shoulders. Or maybe they rock you, cradle you and rock you. Whatever it is, but go ahead and develop that scene and then really notice what that's like, especially in the body. Really feeling into this. That's right. Keep going. Okay, good. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to work on kind of working through some of our upset, some of our suffering in life, and also especially feeling into compassion, receiving compassion. Okay, so now bring up something that's upsetting to you, something that has caused suffering for you, possibly over many years. Bring that up now. And now let this, again, piece of suffering actually bring up some real upset for you. This is upsetting, and make room for that. Okay. And now the perfect nurturers notice that you're upset. And they come over to you. And they attune to you. And lean in, tilt the head. And they say, oh, you're upset. What's going on? And now feel into what it's like to be seen and known around this. And now there's only two things on the minds of the perfect nurturers. One is, we love you. And two is, how can we help? What can we do to help you come through this suffering and feel better? And now also have them physically soothe you in just the right way. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. And now, go ahead and explain to the perfect nurturers. Give voice to whatever the upset is about, whatever is most unfinished about this upset. And while you're doing that, they can physically soothe you, but they'll definitely be attuning to you, really wanting to understand. So here, go ahead and give voice to whatever is most upsetting about this. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. And now all the while, really see how they want to understand. How that they also see your suffering as valid. This matters. It matters that you're upset about this. They attune to you. They listen to you. They're also confident. This is very important. They are confident in you that you're going to move through this just beautifully. Now continue to develop the theme, continuing to give voice to whatever is most unfinished. That's right. Continuing to develop the theme. And now one more time, give voice to what is most unfinished about this. That's right. Really taking this in. Now, as you're giving voice to what is most unfinished, now see right now in real time how the perfect nurturers get it. Although they know that anybody would be upset about this, it makes sense that you're upset about this. And now they physically soothe you as well. Continue to develop the scene. That's right. Keep going. That's right. Keep going. And now, the perfect nurturers tell you just the thing that you need to hear around this piece of suffering that you've been discussing with them. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right. Keep going. Continuing to develop the theme. Now, really taking in this care. Okay, good. And now, given the way that they've cared for you, notice how you are starting to feel better around this. And now they're so happy that you're feeling better. And now they recognize you're feeling better. And then this creates happiness in them. And then the fact that you feel better and that they feel happy that you feel better, this really reinforces the sense of shared experience and belonging. Now really feel into that now. You're part of a little family with them. Feel into that now. That's right. Okay, good. So now dissolve this scene, and now we're going to do a scene around working through shame and rejection, which I generally view as very much related with each other. Okay. So now bring to mind some source of shame, something about yourself that you don't like, or could even be a behavior or a habit pattern. And then to be clear, you're not going to be sharing this with anybody. So go ahead and bring that to mind. And now, go ahead and tell the perfect nurturers, tell them about this shame. Okay, and now notice how there may be a little part of you that is expecting rejection. See if you can notice that. But now very clearly see how the perfect nurturers are not rejecting you whatsoever. They just see that, oh yeah, there is this shame. You feel shame about whatever it is. And they just view this as suffering. And whenever you suffer, the only thing that is on their mind is, how can we help? They just want you to feel better. And now notice how they attune to you. And then now have them physically comfort you right now in the scene. And now one more time, give voice to whatever is most unfinished about this. Now have them really attentively listen. As you give voice to this, you can see that they get it. It's so obvious. They totally understand why you would see it the way that you see it. That's right. Keep going. Continuing to develop the scene. That's right. Keep going. Now, one more time, give voice to whatever it is that you feel shame about. See how they totally get it. Also, one more time, see how they are 100% not rejecting you in the least. See how it's okay to have this source of shame. Everybody has some shame. Now they attune to you and comfort you in just the right way. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Continuing to develop the scene. That's right. And now they tell you just the thing that you need to hear that will help you work through this. Go ahead and develop that scene. That's right, keep going. Keep going. Okay, now really take this in. What's it like to be cared for this way? What's it like to be unconditionally accepted? Really feel into that now. And now notice how, given this care, that you're starting to come back into emotional regulation. You're starting to feel better. And now the perfect nurturers see that. And that you feel better is a special delight for them. They're so happy you're feeling better. I really feel into that. What a delight you are. And now this shared experience and this shared kind of coming together around you feeling better, and you're having worked through this with the perfect nurturers, all of this reinforces a sense of shared experience and belonging. Now really feel into that now. That's right. Keep going. Really feeling into that now. Now notice how this sense of belonging, this shared sense of having worked through this, you can feel it in the body. That's right. Okay, good, good. Now dissolve that scene. And here, we're going to now do a play or an exploration scene. So go ahead and create a scene where you're playing or exploring something of interest to you. This can be as a child. Yeah, probably make it as a child. Although if you want to do it as an adult, that's okay. So go ahead and develop this play scene. And now notice how the perfect nurturers are so interested in your play. They can kind of sit there on the sidelines watching with great interest, or they can play with you. But either way, you are the one directing the play. So now feel into this unconditional support and interest in your play. That's right. Keep going. Continuing to develop the scene. And now, something that the perfect nurturers notice is your creativity. They see how you're going about this in a really interesting and creative way. And now they really hone into that. They're so interested in that facet, in your creativity. This kind of creative way that you're going about your play, this is kind of your mark, your creative mark. This is an expression of your personality. And that's what they really tune into. Go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Keep going. Continue to develop the scene. Okay, and now imagine that you're done with your play and that you go back to the perfect nurturers. And now you report on what it is that you found, what it is that you discovered. And now notice how they're just sitting at the edge of their seat. They're so interested in your play. They want to know every detail. They're just so interested and supportive. So go ahead and develop that scene now. That's right. Keep going. Keep developing the scene. And now really take in what it's like to be delighted and what it's like to be in, to be supported in this way. Feel that in the body. They are so proud of you and of your discovery and play. Now, this is very important. Notice how this kind of shared experience of you delighting in your play, you enjoying your play, and there being proud of you, being proud of your play, that this also deepens this sense of shared experience. And that there's even a deeper and greater sense of belonging now as a result of this experience. Now really feel into this. Okay, good. Good. Now dissolve that scene. And now briefly, turn the mind towards your real adult life going forward. And feel how it feels different. See how when you look at your life, your real adult life going forward, all of these positive experiences with the perfect nurturers, colors, how it is that all of that will be. So now notice how here you are with friends, family, and your real adult life, and notice how it's so much easier to connect. Notice how you attune to others very fluently and easily. Notice how others attune to you and you expect that. It's just natural for you to feel that you are seen and known. Now, also very importantly, notice how there's this sense of mutual delight that you experience towards your friends and family and that your friends and family feel towards you. Now, really feel into that now. Okay, good. And now feel into this. Make a deep, deep impression of this in the body and in the mind. Okay, I'll count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be awake and present in the room, settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Awake and present in the room, settled in the experience.